This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Key West is known for sunsets, for nightlife, and for cats with six toes. Now, some residents say, it should be known for its trees. When Royal Poinciana trees are in bloom like they are now, you can't miss their bright orange-red blooms. But some Key West residents, like Karen Ludwig O'Leary, say the island is losing its botanical landmarks.
I want my grandchildren to know what a Royal Poinciana is. The rate that they're cutting them down and not encouraging people to replant them will long-term be devastating.
Local arborists and landscapers like Rob Kreider say poincianas are beautiful, but they're short-lived and susceptible to disease and infestation. Kreider thinks the city should encourage planting native trees. They provide food for birds and other wildlife, and he says they're more sustainable.
That's the key. Long-term, low water requirements, low fertilization requirements. They're better for the environment. You don't have to baby them. You put them in and you let them be.
Key West has a tree commission, which will soon offer incentives for replanting Royal Poincianas. In May, the city commission made them the official tree of Key West. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.